All right, let's go to the Weather Center and let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Unfortunately, the weekend turned out pretty much as we painted the picture on Friday.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. On Saturday for the race,
right,
it was cloudy and light misty, okay? Right. Now, at the same time, right after the race started at 10:15, at about 10:30, there was a funeral being held for the former Sharon fire chief, Jack Murtaugh. And it was his last call was where they had him in, I think, Engine 1, the old fire engine, where he was taken to the church before going to his final resting place. And they stopped off at the fire department, and the Litchfield County Dispatch placed a final call for Jack. And this is no lie, Pat. The only time that I saw sun on Saturday when I was there was when the old fire truck carrying Jack went by. And as it went by, this is no lie, and this is how you know there's something out there higher than whether you believe in religion or not, the sun came out. Mm-hmm. Came out for about 35, 40 seconds. Not fully, but it came out enough to let you know that, you know, there is something that you can't talk away. So, but other than that, Pat, we're just tired. April brought 21 days out of 30 with rain, and now May, we're 6 days in, and it looks like with this day, there'll be 2 days out of the six that we haven't had rain in May.
Right, and there's probably going to be 2 days this week that you won't have rain. And I don't even know if you can count today. We have some very, very light showers now between Albany and Binghamton, and they're moving southeastward. So I've indicated that there could be a spotty shower north and west today. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny. And it should be kind of nice, 70 to 75. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. We're in the 40s. For tomorrow, we'll start with sun and clouds because you have a cold front that will come our way from Buffalo and Syracuse. There's a chance of showers late tomorrow. So most of the day, rain-free, 70 to 75. Those showers will move out Tuesday night. And Wednesday will be a nice day, partly sunny in the low 70s. This front stalls over the mid-Atlantic, comes back north as a warm front Thursday. So it's cloudy with some rain and drizzle developing. It's probably going to keep the temperatures in the 50s on Thursday. Then the warm front comes north, and another cold front comes in from the west. So we have showers on Friday. They should move out sometime Friday night, leaving Saturday to be fine, but Mother's Day is up in the air. Another front, if it moves quick enough, could produce some showers on Sunday. So again, it's like the pattern we had last week. One day off, one day on. One day off, one day on. A lot of quick changes.
You know, we could have 2 months without rain and still not be in a drought, Pat.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing. And what your spring forecast called for a slightly cooler and more precipitation spring, didn't it?
I don't remember because, to be honest, I just finished the summer forecast.
Okay.
And I'm going to send that to you.
All right.
And we'll do it this week. I just kind of thought that, you know what, I had time over the weekend because the weather was so lousy. I said, let me see if I could really, really get the summer forecast done so this way I don't have to worry about it. And I'm doing that. And, of course, I know what you – well, let's go to the movies first. I got to see let me think if I can think of the name. The series with Johnny Depp. I can never think of the name.
The pirate one.
No, starts with a C.
The one that
takes place before Harry Potter. Crime World?
I don't know.
Crime World was excellent. It was really, really excellent. So I got to see that over the weekend. Not much other. Oh, yeah, there was another good movie that I saw. It was a mystery and spy movie. I can't remember the name of that. Bronson was it? Peter Bronson was in that.
You got me.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. Kept my interest. I also had to update my Fire Stick, so that took a couple of hours to do. And I'm trying to keep my mind occupied because this Friday afternoon is my surgery, and I am really, really big time stressing over this whole thing.
And now, people who are listening to us, it's oral surgery, okay?
Right.
And when you're someone like Pat or myself, anybody in the broadcasting business, right, whether it's television or whether it's radio, when you have oral surgery done to your mouth, it's a whole different thing. I know it's bad for everybody. Nobody likes to have oral surgery. But we have to worry about the ramifications, not of while we're getting the oral surgery, but afterwards.
Yeah. Right.
After. And it's that's why if I go to the dentist for anything, I always plan it on a Friday.
Right.
So I have Friday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday to get set to go to work on Monday.
That's the plan. Yeah. I have AJ standing by Monday and Tuesday, just in case this is a big disaster. And again, you know, I'm told that things like this are done all the time.
That's right. Know? It is. It's new to you and I,
right,
but things like this are done all the time. And I know people that have had every tooth in their mouth done. Okay.
Right.
And it took them, to get comfortable with it about 2.5 to 3 days. So Pat's getting the pre-work done now. This isn't even the major work. This is all the pre-work that's being done, right?
They have to, yeah. They're extracting, and then replacing with the implants.
Yep.
And then, on top of that, they will put a temporary denture, and that does concern me because some people have told me that that may be all well and good, but taking that out and putting it back in a day or two after surgery could be a little bit on the painful side because of swelling.
Well, it could be, but that's you've got that stuff you can buy over the counter, Pat, that you can rub on the gums.
Right. He said he was going to give me some topical.
Yeah. And that works. That works really well. I'm telling you, don't worry about it. That when you rub that on the gums, it's almost like getting a mini shot of what is that stuff?
Novocaine.
It really is. I wouldn't sweat that. You got this under control, Pat. You can do this.
Thank you, Marshall. I need those words. So.
If I can do it,
I'm going to the store today to buy everything that's soft.
Bananas.
Pudding.
Pudding. Jell-O.
Jell-O. Yeah.
Creamy soups.
Right. Creamy soups. Pastina.
There you go.
Yeah. All of that stuff. That's what I'll be living on.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see how it's going.
Yeah. Well, it's not, so far so good.
But okay. That's right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I think you should enjoy the sun today.
I think we're going to try to enjoy the sun today. And you enjoy the day, Pat. Don't worry about what's coming up too much. And we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Marshall.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.